Oh my god, that's gonna be dead loud. Oh, try this again. I've just lost an Audioboo post because, like an idiot, after recording 6 minutes, I tried to drag and drop a picture onto the add a picture and then lost the whole boo in the web uploader. Nightmare. I wish it'd sort of do a save of it somehow, give you a little bit more of a redundancy in there. Never mind. Anyway, so, what was I gonna say? Oh, so yeah, I'm just doing a blog post called called I Think Santa Is a Ninja. He pops in and then he's gone. I had this weird moment yesterday where the whole universe was on hold, and a camera spun around me in the room. Now, this is not the first time it's happened this year. 6 months ago, I was in the job centre. After everything had cracked off with the job and the mortgage, and I'd run out of money, and so I had to go and sign on, which was awful because the last time I signed on was like 17, 18. And I sat down in front of this lady. This lady asked me a bunch of questions, and she said, "You know, what can you do?" And that's a bit of a stupid question to ask me what I do, because I've done everything to do with computers and the social media stuff I've been doing for 3 or 4 years now, and so there's a lot in there. And at the end of this 3 or 4 minute, super elevator pitch extended edition, she looked at me quite sort of gone out and said, "Well, obviously you're a professional and we would like to get you back into work. Read between the lines, we'd like to get you back to work because your chances are you'll pay your taxes. And we want to mobilize you into the workforce." Totally get that, that's awesome. And she turned around to me and said, "We can offer you an advisory discretionary fund of £300, which basically means that when you're out looking for jobs, you can go and buy a new suit, new pens and paper and pads and all that stuff that you might need for interviews and interview technique and all that stuff." So I only actually had £100 of it, and I went and bought a new suit so that I could go and interview. Cool. But one thing that happened that day is that when that actual sequence of events happened, the camera, it felt like the universe went into slow motion and the camera span around a room. And so I looked down the row of other people who were doing the similar same thing as me and noticed on people's faces and the faces of the people who were asking the questions that they weren't offering them the advisory discretionary fund. And it made me realize there's a whole bunch of stuff that we don't know about. We don't hear about because we don't know how to ask for it, or we don't know how to communicate our wants and needs and our skill set because of either education or confidence or whatever it may be. And so that set me off. I went on this great big sort of internal dialogue discovery mission of trying to work out why I did what I did. You know, I had this great job that went off onto two different separate paths, and I didn't know which one to take. And I couldn't deliver on either of them because I was just stressed out all the time about work and home and everything. And, you know, I could have quite easily gone and found a similar job like that somewhere in another city, somewhere in the world, and had that kind of lifestyle again, money, buying stuff. But I wouldn't be truly living, I would just be existing in the system. And so, you know, it set me off on this whole internal discovery of what it was that I was capable of doing. And I realized that I am a people person. I am a communicator. I am a disruptor. I have the innate ability to communicate with lots of different styles of people. And that should not be squandered. It should not be squandered on just sitting in a job role for 30 days. And so, 30 days waiting for a check. So, you know, the last 6 months I've been building out the studio, the Fibercamp community idea, and it's getting there now, and going for a bit of a soft release with about four or five shows probably tomorrow. And I just wanted to highlight the fact that, you know, yesterday while I was in the charity shop, I looked at this little board while we were recording videos with Beth, and I turned around and saw this sign, and this sign was about Santa bringing them stock for Christmas, which I thought was really, really cute. So I took a photo of that. So I've attached that to this, and I've attached it to the blog as well. But I had one of those camera moments again, and I realised that, you know, I'm 6 months down the line now, and I've got to the place where I wanted to be in terms of feeling like I can do all this stuff. You know, I was in the wrong place, in a abusive head state, which abusive in the sense of like not being where I wanted to be, so I had to change up and move out, ship out, do something different. And it just brought it all back to me yesterday. You know, Santa, Christmas, it's there for the kids. Really looking forward to seeing Ella. I haven't seen Ella for ages. And it's been bloody hard. It has been bloody hard. And we don't communicate that. We just gloss over it and hope things are going to get better. And you know what? Moving forward, 2011, 2012, the more we don't expose what we really want and how we want to do it, the more difficult things will get. So I'm going on a mission to be more transparent about everything for 2011. And, you know, sometimes you have to allow the universe to put you on pause and let the camera spin around the room. And that was cool yesterday because it made me realise that I have to make sure that Ella has the most supreme Christmas that she's had in a while. Because she is the most important asset to my day-to-day life. That's it. Coming up to 6 minutes. I'm going to fire loads of coffee down my neck and start recording more video. Big up on yourself!